Thank you, we're all set.
Yep, very much for your time today.
Sergeant, do you have other?
There are two other cases, I don't know if you.
They weren't here.
Not here yet.
No one's here. Okay, number seven, 24463, Darien.
Give him an hour, he'll get along.
Morning, would you identify yourself for the record?
Sure, I am Lieutenant Derek Mulcahy.
And do you spell your last name?
Mulcahy.
Thank you. Lieutenant, a brief summary of your case.
Sure, in December of 2023, our then Chief Donald Anderson denied a pistol permit for the appellant here based on two arrests that were from 2013.
Sir, a brief statement of your case.
I made some mistakes when I was 18. Take responsibility for them. I dealt with the consequences. I'm 31 now. It's well over 10 years ago. Some of the matters that might be discussed today are essentially contained to a 2 to 3 day period. There was no pattern of any sort of criminality or mental health issues before that period or after that period. And the most recent 10-year, 11-year period. I'm a law-abiding citizen, and I hope that the board can evaluate me for who I am today and what I've done over the last 11 years, and not on a 2 to 3 day period when I was 18.
Okay.
Sure, just to give a little detail on those two incidents. In 2013, I believe it was May 23rd, the appellant was involved. First incident, he was involved in a crash with state police in Darien. A trooper observed him driving erratically in what I believe was a stolen vehicle and engaged him in a brief pursuit. He was under the influence of narcotics. He was aggressive with officers, somewhat combative, altered mental status. He was committed to the hospital. Officers then went to his home and found 9 rifles, high capacity magazines, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and located a small marijuana grow inside of the house. I think there are about 5 plants. 2 days later, the appellant was observed parked at the EMS station in town where he actually had been a volunteer, but since the previous incident, he had been trespassed from the property. Again, he initially wouldn't come out of the vehicle. When he did, he was the same kind of state where he was highly agitated, and when placed in the cruiser, he ended up breaking the camera in the transport area. That's pretty much the extent of our two incidents.
So, as you stated, basically a 2 day.
I think there's 1 day in the middle, so 3 days, 2 incidents. Yeah, okay. It was a short period of time.
Okay. Do you have questions for Lieutenant?
I would just ask, are you aware that I've interacted on an intermittent basis over the last 10 years with Darien police officers just in the normal course of being a resident of town?
I'm not familiar with your interactions with anyone. I've never interacted with you. I know who you are. I see your business in town. I'm familiar with you. I'm not aware of any negative interactions from 2013 until present.
Okay. Yeah, that was going to be my question is, do you have any record of anything you would describe as negative from the last, 10, 11 years?
Not at all.
Questions for Lieutenant?
In the reference of firearms, high-capacity magazines, ammunition, were those registered? Was there any foul play there?
No foul play. I believe you had them legally at the time, is my understanding.
Okay.
And I know we seized them. I don't know the outcome of all of them. I think you were either destroyed or surrendered to an FFL or family, but.
Everything was legally possessed at the time. High capacity magazines were not yet banned in Connecticut. It was pre 2014. And they were, I was court ordered to get rid of them, and they were. Some were given to the state, some were, sold legally through the court process. So there was nothing criminal about the firearms, the ownership of them. They were never used in any violent incident or commission of the crime, commission of any crime. So the firearms essentially were, a headline, but nothing illegal about them.
So not relevant to to the case?
No, just getting a summary.
Thank you.
Other questions?
And does the appellant have a criminal history?
He does not.
Because it looks like, I don't know if you supplied or the appellant, but he seems to have received a pardon for all those charges.
Correct.
And we have 5 letters in support.
You mentioned that he went to the hospital. Was that because of the accident, or is there a mental health issue there?
It was more of the behavior, kind of a little out of control. We didn't know what was going on at the time. It was kind of mental health, and I think it was, even the letter that he wrote, it was based on having brownies with edible marijuana inside of it for the first time and a bad reaction. This is like explanation of it.
Yeah, but that's different than I was suicidal and things like, you know, mental health issues.
Yeah, correct. Just more to make sure he's been taken care of.
Okay.
Were you the investigating officer at the time?
At the time, I was not.
Other questions?
There was, in our packet, there was several pages of an article written by Mike Lupica from the New York Daily News. Was that supplied by the town?
I believe that was included in.
And I'm just wondering, what is the nexus between this case and that article?
When I read it, I think it was a little bit of a stretch. I think it was just the time when all that was occurring, and some author made a tie to it. And I believe it was brought into this packet at the time of the denial when it was created, which wasn't created by me at the time.
Yep.
But that's how it got included into that.
Okay.
Our police reports were gone at the time, so yep. That was just part of what was able to be discovered.
Okay. I just didn't see the relevance between the two.
Great.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, sir.
Closing statement?
No,
no,
your
case. Why are you a suitable person?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I don't have any substance abuse issues. I'm mentally healthy. I've, you know, dealt with the consequences at the time and pretty quickly worked to try and rebuild my life and create, you know, a profession for myself. I've started a business. It's been very successful. I would like to think that I'm a respected member of the community. I don't have any disqualifiers, and I think I can be a responsible pistol permit holder, and that's pretty much all I have to say.
What was going on in your life in 2013?
I had a rough childhood. My parents got divorced when I was very young. My mom passed away when I was 13. She was sick for an extended period of time. My father wasn't really around. He was a functioning alcoholic. He was significantly older. He was 57 when I was born. So as I'd gotten in my later teenage years, he was kind of checked out and ready to retire and move to Florida. And so when I started to get 17, 18, I was mostly unsupervised, kind of unmotivated, didn't really have a clear direction in life or any kind of role models. Got involved in just, you know, smoking marijuana at the time and, you know, didn't do the best things with my time during that period. As the officer mentioned, the first time I tried edible marijuana, I took a very large dose. That was the day that the first event occurred. I was just not myself that day. Made some bad decisions. And then the second incident about 2 days later was just basically I was in a very emotionally stressful time. I'd gone basically overnight from a respected member of the community who was volunteering at the EMS station, close relationships at the time with a lot of Darien police, to front page news and, you know, kicked out of school and, you know.
Were you in high school at that time?
I was in high school at the time, yeah. So. Very emotionally stressful to be front page news and just felt like everything was collapsing around me. And so the second incident, I went to a place that, you know, was a second home to me, but had overnight been, you know, not allowed to go there. And so I was just dealing with a lot of stress. And after then, you know, I kind of got regrounded and have dealt with everything since in a responsible manner.
Do you have questions for him?
I do not.
Okay. Did anyone on the board have questions?
The report was, the vehicle was a stolen car?
It was a friend's vehicle, so for the, for a very short period of time, it was identified as stolen, but it was, I was with a friend and drove away without permission, but that charge was never, I think, fully filed, so it's not technically stolen.
It was stolen at the time, yeah, that's probably why they...
Not your traditional, what you think of as a stolen.
And I was going to ask you, but you did already explain that you were on edibles that day?
Yeah.
Okay. So you said you made adjustments and sort of like a reboot of your life after that. So how did you do that?
Basically, I just realized the only way to kind of right the ship was to just look forward and...
Any counseling, any...
I mean, there was a number of court-ordered things that I had to comply to. As my case was ongoing, so I had a curfew, I had to do a weekly drug screening, or alcohol, drug counseling, drug screening, stuff like that. So that went on for a period of maybe a year and a half until the case was closed out. I never really would describe myself as having a substance abuse like issue in the sense of like an addiction. I suppose I was abusing drugs, but not an addiction, so it was pretty easy for me to let that go when I realized the consequences and what I was facing, and just kind of focused on going back to school. I did that for a while, started a business, and that basically has just completely consumed my free time for the last 10 or 12 years. So.
What's the business?
High-end car detailing.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
High-end car detailing.
Oh, right. Just a little slow here. Other questions? Chief?
There was a marijuana grow at the time. You mentioned the edibles. When was the last time you used marijuana?
I haven't since.
Since you?
Since these events. Yeah, I don't use marijuana.
I know with the court you were drug tested, but since that time you have
I've
not even
passed. It was court required, but I never failed the drug test.
Yeah, but then you've obviously, now you were no longer monitored for several years, a decade, but
yeah.
Any marijuana, any other drug use at that time?
I don't use marijuana, and I'm not a very big drinker either. Rarely, if ever, drink alcohol.
All right, thank you.
Other questions? Final statement from you?
Yeah, like I said, I had a tough upbringing. This was a tough period in my life, and I made some mistakes. I take responsibility for them. I think I've shown that I can be a responsible member of society for the last 11 plus years, and I just hope you guys can evaluate me on that track record and not, you know, this brief period, brief tough time.
Lieutenant?
I don't have any time.
Do you maintain your position, though, that it's not suitable, that he's not suitable?
As a representative of the Darien Police, I do.
Okay.
This is a denial by the Darien Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial was on two incidents that occurred in May of 2013. The appellant was Connecticut State Police attempted to pull the appellant over for erratic driving. He was in a reported stolen car. He crashed with the CSP. He was arrested for engaging in pursuit, a DWI. A search of the appellant's residence also found a small marijuana grow at the time. 2 days later, he was arrested for criminal trespass at a fire department. He was 18 at the time. He was a high school senior. Went through, it seemed like, 15 months of court-ordered counseling and programs. These cases were later dismissed by a pardon. Appellant has had no negative actions or contacts with the police since May of 2013.
Thank you. Comments by
the board? Sir? Yeah, I just want to state for the record that in our package we have some good character reference letters from the fire chief, a state representative, an EMS paramedic, a social worker, and his uncle who is an attorney. And I think that helps buttress the fact that he's doing well right now.
Other comments? Chief Rosensweig.
Appellant.
Attorney Evangelisti.
Appellant.
Colonel Overton.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Colonel, Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
I vote appellant.
Thank you.
Thank you.